The epistle for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus, and no man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same spirits, and there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto prophets. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, and to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the grace of healing in one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things, one and the same Spirit, worketh, divideth to every one according as he will. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing, praying thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because every one that exalted himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Please be seated. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Obviously, we see that these words came from this famous parable of the Pharisee and the publican that our Lord gives to us. Certainly that our Lord is trying to teach a lesson, he said, for those that consider themselves better than others, that they have a hatred for others, a contempt for others, a judgment of others. So we see with the publican, the one who went home justified before the eyes of our Lord, that he wouldn't even so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but striking his breast, asking for the mercy of God. And so I think as we approach our annual pilgrimage to Mother Cabrini, we've done it many times in the past, of trying to continue to work on the spirit that we need in making a very good pilgrimage. Overall, it is well organized. Overall, it has a very good spirit. But all of us can always at times try to look inwardly and see, what do I need to try to do to prepare myself better for this pilgrimage? And as I mentioned in the announcements, there's many ways we can help with it. Many different means that we can try to do to try to have that spirit of a pilgrim. So I think it's a good time for us to reflect on this, the spirit that we should have, and then also to touch on the theme. The theme is the mercy of the Sacred Heart. Tomorrow is the feast of St. James the Greater, Santiago, the famous pilgrimage in Spain. Then also, it helps us then through an understanding with this parable of how the Pharisee, being the proud of his fasting, proud of his tithes, but yet God was not pleased with that. You know, he even mentions he's not like other men, not like this sinful publican. And yes, very well, he could have been giving tithes, could have been giving a lot of money. And he could have been fasting. I mean, obviously, God only knows what he was doing. But we do know from sacred scripture that he did not go home justified. He was not pleasing to God. And it is because of the spirit with which he had it. A spirit with which he did these things. Because he lacked, obviously, the humility that is necessary for us to be pleasing to God. And on the contrary, you see with the publican, it doesn't mention anything that the publican does. I mean, there it doesn't mention that he fasts, it doesn't mention that he gives tithes. It doesn't mention anything specifically that he does, but yet he is the one that goes home justified before Almighty God. Because he recognizes what he needs. He needs the mercy of God. He asks for God's mercy upon his soul because he is a sinful man, because I'm a sinner. And I would say that's one of the requirements for us to understand how the mercy of God works for our souls. One, we have to beseech God for this mercy. We have to ask God for the mercy to come to our souls. But then certainly we have to do something about it. And so you can see very clearly that the publican, by not in so much as looking up to heaven, striking his breast, asking for the mercy of God, that is why then God was pleased with him. That is why God was happy with him as opposed to the Pharisee. So as I say, when we understand and go toward our pilgrimage, and especially because we are centering on the mercy of the Sacred Heart, asking for this mercy. And that's where at the beginning of the month we talked about the precious blood, the Feast of the Precious Blood. And I'd mentioned to you how it kind of ties in very clearly with the month of the Sacred Heart, of how it was because of the love that our Lord has for us that he was willing to shed his most precious blood, and that he holds out his heart to us for us to ask for this mercy. But again, we have to have the spirit of reparation. We have to understand that we are sinful, that we need the mercy of God. And so therefore, if we understand we need the mercy of God because we are sinful, we have to do something about that. And so that's where then it ties into us to understand very clearly that our pilgrimage is not only a pilgrimage of thanksgiving to God for the graces he has given to us and to our church, but that we also walk with a true spirit of reparation. That we want to repair for our sins, the sins of mankind. I mean, as I said in the announcements, all we have to see is this blasphemous act in Oklahoma City that could be permitted, that they could maybe do that. And so therefore, how much we need to do penance, how much we need to have a spirit of reparation because of that. And so that's where it's helpful for us to understand this. As I mentioned, tomorrow is the Feast of Santiago. A sermon ago, can't remember when it was, you probably don't remember either maybe, we talked about Santiago and we talked about the shell that is symbolic of the pilgrimage. And that was something that was given to the pilgrims that make the whole pilgrimage to Santiago. They received this shell. And it's interesting to see this, what is the symbolism behind the shell itself, of how the shell has the different grooves that go and lead toward one center point. It was symbolic of the fact of pilgrims come from different areas, different places, converge on Santiago. You can travel from Spain, you can travel from France, you can travel from Germany, wherever. And so people take different routes in order to get to Santiago. And so for that, they come, they converge on Santiago to make this pilgrimage in honor of St. James, but obviously in honor of Almighty God. A pilgrimage is, again, a reminder to us, we travel to a holy place to work for our salvation. And so that converging on Santiago, it reminds us of the different paths that, yes, the pilgrims can take to come to Santiago, Spain. But I would say we can also make that analogy with the different routes for all of us. the different paths that we take to our salvation, our sanctification. We all have different routes that we take. God calls us at different points. Maybe we're a cradle traditional Catholic. Maybe we came from the Novus Ordo. Maybe we came from a Protestant faith. No faith, who knows? So God calls us. And so therefore we start our journey. And that journey is meant for us to come to a common place, which obviously is heaven. But as I say, we all take our different routes, our different paths. One example that we can take from that is St. Mary Magdalene. Her feast we celebrated on Friday. And so with St. Mary Magdalene, we know that she was a great sinner. She was away from the graces of God for many years. Her life was displeasing to God. But yet God called her, and at some point in her life, she answered those graces. She listened to that grace that God gave to her. And so then she traveled her path then, not being a great sinner anymore, but a great saint. And so that's what's important for us to see. Here we have someone that was away from the graces of God for many, many years. But then when she accepted the grace of God, she went further. She wanted to be pleasing to Almighty God. But she asked for the mercy of the Sacred Heart. And for her, she had a great understanding of making reparation. We know from the life of St. Mary Magdalene that she lived many years in the desert afterward, in reparation for her sins. And so that's what's important for us to understand when we're asking for the mercy of the Sacred Heart. It requires something from us. It requires from us a spirit of reparation. It requires from us a desire to be pleasing to God. And so that's what I would say for us as pilgrims of what we're asking for with this theme. We're beseeching the Sacred Heart for His mercy, but we must truly have a spirit of reparation, of understanding what God is calling us to. And that's why when we talked about this month being to the precious blood, of how our Lord suffered, how He was willing to shed His most precious blood. But unfortunately, there will be souls that reject our Lord. And that was the cause for His true agony in the garden. Because there would be souls that would reject Him, reject the graces that He offers to them. That was the cause of His agony. But yet our Lord was still willing to shed His most precious blood, even though it turns out not every soul will be saved. And so therefore we must try to work toward that of being saved, of accepting the graces of God, repairing for our own sins, repairing for the sins of this world. That is what a true pilgrim must have. But it's not just for those 2 days, the 19th and the 20th. We must have a spirit of reparation every day of our life. We must be willing to sacrifice because of our own sins, but because of the sins of the world. So we must ask for this mercy, just as the publican did. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man. Because I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me. We must have that same spirit as him. And let it carry us into our pilgrimage, but let it carry us every day of our life, of realizing what we must make up for. As I say, all we have to do is look around at the world around us and see how many sins are committed against Almighty God, how many sins are committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so therefore, we must do something about that. Like I say, not just on the pilgrimage. It must be a spirit that we have, a willingness that we have, and that we show our true love for God, and that it can be said for our souls that it was said of St. Mary Magdalene, many sins are forgiven her because she has loved much. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.